And also, I bet he's watched that pod about 5 times, just laughing because it was dead funny.
Yeah, we must be. That's what it is. Too busy laughing and rewinding. I think that's the problem.
Bare wheel ups, mate. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah, to be fair. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. We hope that you are all good and looking forward to what we hope will be another great episode. We have Bob with his Leon Osman's House of Games to start. We have a very thematic M5 this week after the weekend's football, and then we'll finish off obviously with our main game of Keeping Up Appearances. Without further ado, I think we're all very excited to play Rich List. It's one of the better games, I think. Sean rubbing his hands. He will go for the dub once again. Bob, take it away.
Yeah, so another installment of Leon Osman's House of Games Rich List. Callum suggested that we've got a very topical Maroon 5 coming up and have kept with that for the questions on Rich List. So, with Everton's recent managerial appointment, we're going to go back in time to the year 2002, I believe, and I'm going to ask you to name a player who was in the starting 11 in David Moyes' first game as Everton manager.
Are we sending you in the chat, Bob?
Yeah, me in the chat, please.
I'll safety player here.
See, that's the game, Sosh. So the lineup from that game is Steve Symington, Tony Hibbett, David Weir, Alan Stubbs, David Unsworth, Scott Gemmell, Thomas Gravesen, Lee Carsley, Alessandro Pistone. Sounds like he was playing left wing, which is pretty depressing. Duncan Ferguson and Thomas Rudzinski. So we had Tosh, was quick off the mark saying Duncan Ferguson. An answer shared with Cal. Sean said Steve Symington, so was correct.
Shout. Good shout, Sean.
I went for the man who scored after I think 27 seconds, David Unsworth. So it is currently 1-0 to Sean.
I was gonna go Unsworth, and I thought someone else would go that, and then I just couldn't remember. I nearly went Steve Watson as well, so I would have been wrong. So yeah.
Didn't Gravesen get sent off in that game?
Did
Yes, I
Ferg
think.
or Ferguson or Gravesen?
No,
Someone.
the famous moment for Ferguson was that he scored his first open play goal in about
Oh.
6 months or something, but Gravesen got a send it off for 2 bookings, I think.
Simonson's a great shout though, Sean.
Yeah, very
Oh, that's
good.
good, that's
I
sure.
don't know why. I don't know why I took that risk, but
All right, yeah.
it's paid off, Sean.
No
No
paid off.
speculator accumulating this game, that's why you're the champion.
So, again, on the managerial theme, name a manager who has had two spells at the same Premier League club. So the two spells have to have come in the Premier League era. And that might throw a bit of a curveball to your thinking. There are seven potential answers.
There's only seven. Wow.
As of having looked at an article that was updated with this week's news, so I'm hoping it's accurate.
I didn't type it in, I had an answer.
Did they have to have been, I assume they do, but have to have been like full managers? It couldn't have been like caretaker.
No, yeah. So, as an exact, I think did Unsworth have two spells as caretaker manager?
Yeah, right,
That's
okay.
not allowed.
Cool.
Everyone in?
Yeah, everybody is in. So the list of potential answers: Kevin Keegan, David Moyes, who's done it for two clubs now, Jose Mourinho, Harry Redknapp, Roy Hodgson, and Howard Kendall, who was the contentious one because of his second spell, I think, slightly overlapped in the Premier League era. Then he had a third
I nearly went
later
Kendall.
in the decade.
I couldn't remember whether the second one was in the prem.
Tosh went for Harry Redknapp, Cal, Jose Mourinho, and Sean Chris Wilder, who is incorrect because his second spell as well, they're in the championship.
Ah, oh, was it? Gutted.
He came up with them, then left, and he was appointed last season, I think.
Are you sure they were in the championship?
He was definitely in the Prem last year with them.
Whoops.
It was his first game as Liverpool, wasn't
Yeah, no, he definitely was second time around.
Well, that this dodgy article I looked at before is
No, well, I
clearly
mean, I'm
relevant.
willing to trust it for the game, like, but
Let
well,
me double check.
he definitely was managing the last year when they were up,
I
like.
thought he was as well, and he was when he came up a couple of years.
Unless was he maybe appointed caretaker, but I don't think he was he? But
No,
last
because
year,
it was a big news, wasn't it, when they were like, why have you brought him back?
maybe it was the
I
start with them in the like
actually put
both ones
potential.
a full premiership. It might be like no, like both.
I think I'll give you Chris Wilder there, Sean, and question this article, which was updated 4 hours ago.
The problem is though, you're not going to have picked that one, are you? So that's out
Yeah.
the list. That's why it shouldn't count, really.
I did actually
What was the
pick. I
article in?
did. My other one was Roy Hodgson, if I'll have that one.
Well, you
Okay,
inserted
well, I
yourself.
did actually put Roy Hodgson, so we're looking at
Oh,
a win.
yeah, go on, John. Take Hodgson then.
Yeah, fair play. I'll take it. Let's level the playing field.
I'll double check on that, but it's not on that article, so maybe you should just take that as fact.
That's fine. I'll
No.
concede it. Go ahead.
I know one man that wouldn't be doing
Yeah,
that. So we're moving on briefly from managerial appointments and going to the FA Cup over the weekend. So can you name me a team that plays below the championship involved in yesterday's FA Cup fourth round draw? So if they're like a or team, that they count. Tosh, quick off the mark there.
probably the first one that came to me head. I don't know where.
I genuinely didn't watch any footy. I don't know anyone that's in this draw, so I'm just gonna have to guess a team here.
Man United went through Sean, so
Everton surprisingly did as well.
let's go
not that
for
we don't know.
so the list is Dagenham and Redbridge, Wycombe Wanderers, Charlton Athletic, Mansfield Town, Wigan Athletic, Birmingham City, Leyton Orient, Doncaster Rovers, and Exeter City. Just leaving Tosh on the edge there. So Sean incorrect, and I did put Birmingham City. So
Oh.
there's 1 point going to Tosh. So the
Who did
scores
Tosh
so
say?
f what?
Who did Tosh go?
Exeter.
Exeter.
I was going to go with Plymouth, but then I thought you'd pick Plymouth, Bob, because that was like
Plymouth
kind of the
aren't below
obvious.
the championship either.
Oh, of course, yeah. Right, okay. Oh, well. Thanks,
At
Bob.
the moment anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So next question, merging the two themes. Can you name me a team that has knocked Everton out of the FA Cup since we reached the final under David Moyes?
Question. Any team?
Any team. There are a couple of teams that have knocked us out on multiple occasions. No bonus for that, really, because it's quite
Well, yeah, I
obvious.
remember quite a few of these defeats.
Some of them are so depressing.
Didn't go for the one I think's most depressing, so I reckon that might be the one you go for, Bob. Well, that's my most depressing memory anyway.
Well, there are some pretty depressing memories, but I think just I'm base depressing off the worst team.
Oh no, I think there's two. I've got two, the most depressing ones that I have. But I haven't gone for either of them.
So the list is Birmingham City, Reading, the Shite, Wigan, Arsenal, West Ham, Man United, Leicester, Millwall, Man City, Crystal Palace, and Luton. So everybody gets a point there. I put Millwall because that I remember that being sat in the flying low from being thoroughly depressed watching it. So points all around there. So at the moment it is Tosh is in the lead with three, then the rest of you are on two.
Yeah, what we all said. What did you say, Sean?
I said Liverpool.
Leicester.
Luton.
They're pretty bad. I forgot about all them ones. One I was thinking was Wigan and Reading were the two that I sort of thought were most
Wigan
depressing.
one was bad, just a bad day, really.
Well, the
It
Reading
was
one, do you
good.
remember that? The Reading one was we went to Stamford Bridge and won this.
Yeah.
Chelsea hadn't lost for years in the FA Cup. We beat them and lost their own to Reading the next game.
Yeah. The most Everton thing ever. But at least the Wigan game was the end of Phil Neville. One of the worst performances anyone's ever seen from a professional, anyway. Next one, moving away from Everton, surprisingly. Name a team who have won the FA Cup whilst not a top division team. This might lead to some rogue guesses. So you could have had Notts County, Wolves, Barnsley, West Brom, Southampton, West Ham, or Sunderland. So Tosh went Sunderland and gave the year. Sean went Sunderland, as did I. They're the most famous one. And Cal went for Sheffield Wednesday, so incorrect. So no points there. So it's a good job we got one more question.
Nearly went Southampton there. That's annoying. Well,
Still in the lead, all to play for. Actually, no, it's absolute nightmare if it's leveled up here. So Tosh, your best win
just
this one.
call it there then, I reckon.
So the final question, name a player signed in David Moyes' final season at Everton. So from the summer of 2012 to the January transfer window, 2013.
Yeah.
Some gettable answers here, but some bizarre ones as well.
You know, I've got two, so which one to go for?
I don't think
Summer
mine's
time.
right. But I've gambled on it.
Oh, I've just realized it's probably a bet. Oh no, actually, that was the year before.
I'll put you out of your misery. So the list is John Stones, who was Moyes' last signing, Thomas Hitzlsperger, Brian Oviedo, Matty Kennedy, Ben McLaughlin, Stephen Pienaar, Stephen Naismith, and Kevin Morales. So Cal went for Apostolos Velios, probably not far wrong, but is wrong. And Sean and Tosh get a point for saying Morales and Stephen Naismith.
Nice was good. I was going to say Pienaar and then thought it was wrong because he was, but then I forgot we signed him on loan,
Signed.
didn't we, in his second to last season and signed him permanently. So yeah.
So Tosh wins 4-3 and Cal's 2. So at least we have a
Was a nice,
clear victor there.
the winner everyone wanted, I think.
Yeah, probably the people's winner.
Real underdog story, some would say. Some might say it's that Sunderland 1973 all over again.
It's very much likened to, I think. I think so.
So very biased. Rich list there.
That was a good one, that
It was
Bob.
got a good rich list. Some
Yeah.
good answers flying out there, to be fair. There was some good, I think, I feel like good wrong answers as well. There was the shout that was
Yeah.
kind of misses, if you know what I mean. But
No, I don't
going
think
going in
so.
the right direction.
Yeah.
Indeed. Indeed. But that's, yeah, you have to get it wrong to be a good wrong answer, don't you, Tosh? You just
Yeah.
got them right, so.
Six correct answers is all I'm saying there, Callum, so. Right then, moving on to M5. So last week we were in our studio, so the poll hasn't quite gone out yet. We looked at ideas for the new ground, so make sure you go over and check that out and watch on our YouTube and see that poll and have a little vote in there. This week we're going to go along the FA Cup theme. So it was obviously third round just taking place this last week, and we're going to look at sort of streets won't forget footballers that probably were linked to some sort of giant killer, I imagine. Was there a giant killer sweep? What was the biggest? Plymouth going to Brentford and winning? Is that the
That's
biggest
probably
shock?
the yeah the shot,
We
wasn't
nearly had one with Tamworth, I suppose, didn't we? With them taking Tottenham to extra time. But yeah, so we're going to go down that route. We did a lot of it during like the Euros and things like that, so streets won't forget. So we're going to go down that route for the FA Cup, a topic I'm looking forward to discussing. We'll give Bob a rest and we'll let Sean deal with this. So Callum, you're going to start and I'm going to go second.
It's okay. Well, thank you, Tosh. So yeah, I will go first on this. So as Tosh said, we're looking for kind of FA Cup streets don't forget moments by certain individual players. So I've possibly gone a what some might say is like an obvious one, but I think it's like kind of like a quintessential like kind of FA Cup moment. It's when football was kind of like the way it should be, a lot of people would say, sort of the late 90s, the might of football. When you look back at footage of it now, it kind of looks like it was ages ago, but actually it wasn't that long ago. It was in 1999. And it's one of kind of the real iconic moments in the FA Cup, by an iconic player, for like what would obviously be like an iconic team. We were having the discussion, in the week on how we would look to improve the FA Cup, and we all kind of said like back in the day, FA Cup replays, we need to get back to those. So my moment is in a replay. I think also to improve the FA Cup at the moment, they should get rid of the Wembley semi-finals, and go back to semi-finals being at, a club neutral ground. Again, which my moment was. You possibly have started to get onto what my moment is. It is Ryan Giggs's famous winner against Arsenal in 1999 in an FA Cup semi-final replay. They drew the first leg at Villa Park, went into the second leg. I think it was 2-1, wasn't it? I think Bergkamp had missed a penalty earlier on in that game. Vieira, one of the big names, one of the main players in the league, in the world for Arsenal at the moment, loses the ball in the middle of the pitch. Ryan Giggs collects it, doesn't stop running with it, keeps going, keeps going, keeps going, and absolutely rifles a shot into the back of the net with his left foot. And then obviously you have like the iconic celebration, takes his top off. You That's kind of image. I think it's just like an FA Cup image. It just seems different. It's iconic, and I think as a moment, I kind of like when goals have like that kind of like, I don't know what you'd call it, like a forefather goal. Whereas like if anyone scores a goal similar to that now, it's like that was like Giggs's. It's like when Messi scored that one where he dribbled around. It's like that was like Maradona's. There's like an original goal, and anyone that's kind of similar gets likened to that one. And I think that is now the Giggs goal. And anyone who scores a goal where they kind of beat a few players on the left wing and score, it's like, oh, that was like Giggs against Arsenal. So yeah, an iconic FA Cup moment, a street don't forget moment, in the fact that it was when the FA Cup was like, people might say, kind of at its best, and those kind of things. Two giants of the game, late into a semi-final replay, an iconic goal that now is kind of a named goal, the celebration, everything about it. So yeah, obviously led to United's treble too. So what a moment. I'm going street don't forget moment in the FA Cup, Ryan Giggs's winner against Arsenal in the FA Cup semi-final.
I don't think there's any argument with that one. I think it's one of the great moments, isn't it? I think, well, everything you said was spot on about that idea of it just being Villa Park replay midweek. I'm sure on the BBC, I would guess around that time, just everyone watching that. It'd be interesting to see how many people. It was obviously Arsenal and United both going for the title, both going for the FA Cup. I think people often forget in that season that, United win the title on the last day. They obviously on the bit of penalty away in the last minute of going out, Arsenal could have had a double there, back-to-back doubles, and it, no one would ever be talking about Man United really, and I think, but yeah, just for the pure FA Cup, I think, yeah, it's unbelievable moments. And I was trying to think with mine, and we'll get to mine. It's like, how many moments do you get like that now, like where you think about that? I don't even know if you get them in football now, really. I think you're sort of just like, we were probably just a bit too young. I certainly don't remember the
Yeah,
game.
seven, maybe less than
But
seven.
like, just imagine, like, everyone would have been watching that in school. On a
Yeah,
Wednesday night, the
yeah,
two
yeah.
top teams the next morning in school, that's all everyone would have been talking
That's.
about.
I think it's. You're dead right, and I think it's before. Obviously, it's before like the social media age
Yeah.
and the internet age and stuff. And it was like things were different then. The people that went in the next day and spoke about it, and like you would have been waiting to watch it on a replay and things like that. It's obviously like it wasn't as accessible, so it was more special. Like if that was now, that it'd just be like it'd be viral kind of thing, and on Twitter or whatever else. So I think things like that just make it more special. I think that like the excitement over it. I did actually think of a couple of other moments for like similar reasons, and the fact that if that was now, it would be such like a viral clip. And you know it, then you didn't have that moment, but it meant that it was more special. Like you were like, oh, I can't wait to see that back, or I can't wait to watch that later. I can't wait to, you know. So I think that does make a difference in it. But yeah, an iconic moment.
And again, that penalty, it's Phil Neville who gives it away, isn't it? Like, I mean, this stupid face after he's given it away later, where he dives in. You just think, what a great moment that would have been if you actually would have got beaten. He'd have cost them that. And he's that like dopey face away from
Yeah,
the
he
air
goes,
doing
he
it.
looks like he's gonna start crying.
Yeah, no, it's just a mad game. Like, I think, I don't think Giggs started the game. I think he comes off. That's like one of the stories. I think, like, he was trying to rest them for, like, he playing, like, obviously the run in. I think, Roy Keane gets sent off. It's just everything there, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you gonna say? Sorry, Bob.
I don't think his brother's going to be voting for him on the Graham poll.
No.
Maybe not.
That's the
Maybe
only
not.
thing to mark him down, really, and being an absolute despicable human being, but great moment.
Can I
Yeah,
have an
you
M5
do
on?
have a tendency to pick bad people for
Yeah,
yours, so.
exactly.
Can I have an
Not
M5 on
surprised.
despicable humans?
Yeah, not not surprised. Cal's gone for another sex pest, but should we move on?
Yeah.
Probably a good place to. Yeah, no, I think that's a great way to start it off. I will jump in next because I think I was sort of worried when I was picking. I had like a few ideas again. I had like the FA Cup back then, and I think I've gone even earlier. I think there's a few moments that I think around that time, whenever any FA Cup footage would like, like a build up would start, they would show certain moments. And again, I was trying to think if there anything recently that would come into my mind with that, and I was struggling. But I think back up to a certain point, I think I'm not too sure what people are going. I think of like Ricky Villa's goal, I think in 1981, I think of Ryan Giggs's. But I think maybe the most famous comes from a man who I did a bit of research on him, who played for teams like Cheltenham, Rugby, Newport, Worcester, Bath, was a part-time carpenter when he scores one of the most fit, I reckon top five most famous FA Cup goals, Ronnie Radford. So, for anyone who hasn't seen it, I'll just give a bit of the background. So, Hereford drew Newcastle in the third round of the FA Cup. It was also a replay like Callum's game, and it was also a replay that continued to be cancelled. Terrible weather, and you see on the pitch that they're playing on. So, it's being played at Hereford's ground. I did write make a note of it. Edgar Street, Hereford. And Newcastle come to town. Newcastle, not an unbelievably big side, but top division. They had Malcolm McDonald up front, like renowned as being a superb striker. And Newcastle go, it's a close game on an absolute bog of a pitch. Newcastle go 1-0 up in the last 10 minutes. And one of the biggest misconceptions is that the goal is actually the winner that Ronnie Radford scores, and it actually isn't. It's the equaliser that takes it to extra time. But again, it's one of them goals where you might be thinking at this moment, I can't quite remember. It's people of a certain age will, but if you go and Google Ronnie Radford goal and you see it, you will have seen it on countless sort of montages and clips, and any FA Cup programme now will show that goal. He wins the ball back with a slide tackle in the middle. He sort of forces a 1-2 with someone, and as it comes back to him from about 30, 25, 30 yards, hits it first time perfectly into the top corner, and it just flies in. You then get people flooding onto the pitch. Obviously, he's equalised. I think it's before injury time, about 85, 86 minutes. The crowd, there's no way of sort of keeping the crowd off the pitch. You see it later on. They're all just like being like held by like nothing, but they all flood onto the pitch, like surrounding him. You can see him with like his arms raised. It's just an unbelievable moment. They then go on to win the game in extra time. So someone else scores the winner. Again, I haven't even written the fella, poor fella's name who scored the winner in that game, but it's not about that. It's about the absolute screamer of that goal. And again, I just think, like, again, it was on match today, so it wasn't live on telly. There probably wasn't many football matches showed live on day, maybe only the FA Cup final, the World Cup final. But the match of the day cameras were there, and a young John Motson was commentating. And obviously, it wasn't supposed to be the main game on match today. There was like three or four games on at the same day, but it was pushed up to first. And John Motson always says, like, I wouldn't have never have made it like as far as I did if it wasn't for that goal. So just that moment and John Motson's sort of commentary, just unbelievable. I was watching it this afternoon again. I was just like, it's just great. And that same sort of thing to Callum, he said, like, it's just that sort of thing, even going even further back where family, I think my dad would have been probably, oh, I didn't even say the year, 1972. So my dad might have been 6 years old, five, six. that idea of, you know, watching that on Match of the Day and seeing that, and just it was just been unbelievable. So yeah, I'm gonna go Ronnie Radford's goal for Hereford against Newcastle. I think for me that is it's the obvious one, but I think it's good to go with the obvious ones in this sort of thing. I think the absolute ultimate moment player goal, I think it's the FA Cup through and through.
Yeah.
It's got all kind of rolled into one, really. It's got a scream, I got an upset.
Yeah.
It's got the retro element, the rubbish pitch, and all kinds going into that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a throwback, isn't it? As you say, it's a rubbish pitch, a lower league team against a top division team. Screamers like that are not scored very often anymore either.
No.
Goals in that fashion aren't scored anymore. Even like the fact that I think you said he was Carpenter or something when he scored it. That doesn't really happen anymore. Like part time jobs. That is what the FA Cup's about. Like I love it when it's like, oh yeah, this team's right mid is like works in a factory or something. He's off tonight to be able to play the game. Things like that. That's what the FA Cup's about. It's like to give teams and people and fans the chance to dream about things. So, yeah, an iconic moment. And I think that is, for that mould, that is possibly the moment, as you said, for that kind of, you know, that dream. So I think it's a great shout, Tosh. Yeah, a nostalgic one.
Yeah. And again, they had got the fella's name who scored the winner and forgot it immediately. So Ricky George, I think it was. Yeah. So give a shout out to Ricky George for scoring the winner. Also, I only found out today in the next round, they took West Ham to a replay and they lost in the replay. They took West Ham back to Hereford and Jeff Hare scored a hat trick. So a bit of other like footballing names there as well. So yeah. As I say, for me, it's the obvious. I had a couple of other names. I'm not sure what people are going to go. I think I mentioned it before. I think I always loved that the save. I think I mentioned it a few weeks ago. I can't remember why. For Sunderland, when Sunderland beat Leeds in 1973, I think Montgomery's save is just unbelievable. That was genuinely up there. I nearly picked that, but I don't think it's as synonymous with the FA Cup as Radford's goal is. So if you haven't seen it, I'm sure you have. I'd definitely recommend going on YouTube and just watching it and just soak it all in, the celebrations, the people on the pitch, etc. Right then, Bob, do you want to jump in next?
Yeah, will do. So I'm going for a retro one, but a completely unserious one. As we were talking in the lead up to this, Tosh predicted who I was going for, or the moment I was going for. So I'm keeping with the Everton theme yet again. Going back a long 30 years to when Everton last won the trophy, and going back to the semi-final 1995, Everton against Tottenham. The player I'm going for is Daniel Amakachi, who famously scored twice, having come on as a substitute in the game. But Joe Royal is quoted as saying he didn't actually make the substitute himself. He just told him to warm up, and Amakachi's trotted on the pitch, scored two, and sent Everton to Wembley for the final. So I think it's an iconic moment, certainly in Everton's history, and just the thought of a professional footballer, not necessarily going against his manager's wishes, but just kind of taking things into his own hands. I think that's absolutely iconic and quite hilarious, really. Became a bit of a cult hero at Everton, and quite an important player in our history, really, because we were shockingly famous for all the wrong reasons, for not having many players of African origin or black players at the time. So I think he kind of helped Everton in that respect, really, in becoming a bit of a hero, and fans certainly took him to heart. For some strange reason, when I was a kid, I said I was an Amakachian before I said I was an Evertonian. I just had an infatuation with Daniel Amakachi, and I don't really know why, because he obviously wasn't a particularly gifted footballer. I just loved him as a character. And you see the footage of him coming back to Goodison and outside Wembley, and people are going absolutely mad for him. I think he's just a great FA Cup cult hero, certainly an Everton cult hero as well. So he was, even before Tosh put the idea in my head when we were talking about this topic, Daniel Amakachi immediately came into my head. So I'm going for Daniel Amakachi, the moment of him substituting himself on in the FA Cup semi-final in 1995.
Yeah. Again, predictable but good. I think, yeah. I don't know. I
Me
always
down to
is that
me down
like,
to a T. That's harsh.
yeah. I often, I don't know how sort of well known that would be. I think it probably is reasonably well known, but I think it famously was a bit of it was still an upset, wasn't it? I think everyone was expecting to be a Man United Tottenham final. And obviously,
Yeah, the
famously, Everton go on to win it in general.
Tottenham and Klinsmann up front, didn't they? And we had
Yeah.
Amakachi coming off the bench who.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, great, great moment. Great fella.
Great moments. Yeah, it's just again, it's one of those things that just wouldn't happen again now, really. And I think you mentioned it, Bob, but I think the FA Cup is good for making cult heroes. Cult heroes
Yeah.
can be forged in the FA Cup
Not these days.
from these kind of moments. Yeah, maybe not these days, but yeah. So I think it's a full moment. It's something that you wouldn't really see again. The story of it is just mad in terms of, like, he goes on and scores and stuff.
Twice as
Yeah,
well.
crazy.
And Joe Royle telling the story is absolutely brilliant as well because he's like the greatest voice in football. So
Yeah, it's got a great voice.
is Tosh not right though in saying that how much of a cult hero is he outside of Everton?
I don't really care about cult heroes who didn't play for Everton, Sean, so.
No, but I mean like in terms of like how widely known is that? Do you know, like
As widely
the
known as our pod is, I imagine.
massive.
Oh,
Must be massive.
come on.
I'm gonna dig there.
Has Daniel Amakachi got pens or caps?
That's true.
Probably.
Nigeria caps.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to bring
And
up as
scored a
well.
couple of pens.
Do we not like? Does Daniel Amakachi almost get brought up as like a bit of a joke? Wasn't he like a big part of that Nigeria World Cup team, Tosh? Like the most famous Nigeria team.
Well, yeah, more famous for winning the Olympics afterwards, isn't it? But yeah, like
Hardly.
he scores that goal, I think, which
The
Everton probably sat on
screamer.
the back of. It's not, was it not more of like a dribbly one, like
Yeah,
a
he
long
scored on the
94?
final. Scored in the final with
He
the
scores in the final
96.
against Argentina,
Yeah.
yeah. Now, I think the goal, it's his goal and thinking 94, which like people signed on the back of, I think.
Oh.
But like the Niger, that Nigeria is like, they have an unbelievable run. Like they knock out like Brazil and in the semi Argentina in the final. Like a proper mad story, that Nigeria team. But yeah, like I think they had obviously had lots of great players. They had obviously like Teribo West, like JJ Okocha and Co. I think it was like a great side. But he obviously, I think you're right. I think he at Everton, he never really did much, did he? I think it's that moment really, and renowned as being a bit of a flop apart from that. I think we paid good money for him, I think, as well, like on the
Yeah.
back of the 94 World Cup, I think. But I'm
3 million quid and sold him for less than two a couple of seasons later. Then there's the story about him inviting the whole first team squad to his wedding and only Duncan Ferguson turned up.
that,
Makes you sad, that, doesn't it?
It does make you sad, but imagine how much fun Duncan Ferguson had at that wedding.
Oh, yeah. All the Afro beats and that. I was actually listening to a podcast the other day. Shout out the Ademola Buchmann podcast. And he was reviewing Neville Southall's autobiography.
Read it.
Which one? He's got about seven.
The Bin Man Chronicles. And
I've got it here somewhere. I'm going to start my book club.
have you read it? No. Have you
No,
heard
I've got
of
bollocks.
but I can find it first.
Have you read it, Tosh?
Oh, I have read it, yeah, years ago. Oh
Because
God,
all he
but
said was he slags off various people
I've
in
got a
it.
second book here.
And
I haven't read that one.
do you want it?
Maybe, yeah.
Obviously good, isn't it?
Just
Yeah.
open up page one now, I'll start.
Anyway, just to sum up, I think I might have, I don't quote me on this, but I'm sure they said something like the only time Daniel Amakachi gets brought up is when he slags him off for like not brushing his teeth or something. So like there's not
Who
on football
slags who off?
related. Southall slags Amakachi off for not brushing his teeth or
Oh,
something like
right.
that. Yeah.
That sounds the sort of things like veil like in racism, really. Like
Yeah, it
that's
is 100%. It's not like outwardly racist, but definitely.
Implications, kind of like your jumper last week.
Yeah. Enough about
Oh,
that
poor
anyway.
Amo. Right, go on, Sean. On that note, wrap us up.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean I'll be honest, I thought for this you might have already said this, but I thought for this one. There were loads of options. Like,
Yeah.
as Callum says, there's so many like cult heroes that have come from this or iconic moments, even from like boss players. Like, the two that came to my head were, and I would never have done this because I think Streets Won't Forget needs to stay in the FA Cup, but David Seaman's save, against Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that's absolutely unbelievable. But I couldn't pick him for that reason because he did too much outside the FA Cup.
Right, okay.
But then also, I don't know if it's been mentioned, the story of, was it Roy Essendon?
Yeah, well, no, we haven't mentioned them, but yeah, the
The
Wickham
Wickham
fella.
striker who got signed
Yeah.
on Teletext. And
Yeah.
then, because they needed something, like they said, they needed a striker who was fit and not cup tied. So he applied, got in, played in the game, and sent, like, scored, sent them through to the next round. Like, that moment, again, I don't think he's done anything else in football, but for that moment, forever, he's a king, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? He'll have
It's a
that
classic,
forever.
isn't it? Yeah, that like is Laurie Sanchez's manager, isn't he? And he's watching it from he's been sent off, hasn't he? So he's watching it on the little telly. Just again, just that we were talking before when you were there, like that damn them moments, like they're just synonymous. You see them, used to see them all the time, didn't you? Like, yeah, unbelievable.
But I haven't gone for any of them. I've decided to go for one a bit closer to home and one that's, like, kind of close to my heart, or at least it was at the time. And I've gone for 2020, so in the midst of the COVID outbreak, which we won't go into because I know
Plandemic, if you
Bob and
mention
Callum
Cal.
will start arguing.
Well, I won't start arguing. Bob will throw accusations out and I'll sit here, but yeah, carry on, Sean.
Not accusations of the fact.
Sorry, I brought it up now. But yeah, so I'm talking about, obviously, it was down the road from us, Marine, who eventually went on to play Tottenham in the third round, which, I mean, Marine don't shut up about it now, but it, like, in the moment, it was absolutely huge. And obviously it's one that COVID kind of stole away from the fans, which at the time I remember being gutted about, because, like, at the time I was a big Marine fan from that point.
Yeah, Glory Hunter.
I've actually I stopped after the Tottenham game. That's how much of a glory hunter I am.
That sums you up there.
No, I am
Does.
actually only joking.
No, you're
Because
not.
a couple of years later, I ended up, as you know, doing the social media for Marine.
Did you have a better job of theirs than you do the pods, or?
honestly don't know why I bother you.
Brutal tonight.
So
Sorry, carry
anyway,
on, Sean.
so obviously I was, like, a big Marine fan, but the moment wasn't the Tottenham game, because obviously they lost 5-0 in the end. It not an anti-climax, but it was a bit like, obviously that happened. In the game itself, Neil Kenji ended up hitting the bar from about 40 yards out, which was genuinely unbelievable. But my moment is the round before, which was obviously the second round. They were playing Havant and Waterlooville. They'd done well in the previous round. They got through on pens in the first round, and it was like, that was exciting. I remember watching that on BBC iPlayer, similar to Everton the other night. It was on iPlayer, and it felt boss watching Marine. There was no commentary, you just got to watch the game. Went through to pens. But then the second round, you got Havant and Waterlooville at home, which still felt quite big. And obviously, Marine, I mean, Havant and Waterlooville aren't massive, but I remember they played Liverpool not that long ago, within the last 15 years or so. And it just felt big. No fans again, but it was live on telly. I remember it Friday night. And they got through 90 minutes, nothing, nil nil, just kind of edging the way towards penalties again. And then in the 120th minute, the big man, the striker, Niall Cumins, ends up scoring this absolutely stupid goal where the ball kind of loops in off his like his shoulders effectively. And it was just absolutely crazy when you think, like, if you could have asked for a fairy tale moment, it doesn't get much better than a 120th last minute winner on telly. Do you know what I mean? And then on top of that moment alone was unbelievable. But on top of that, they then got drawn against Tottenham, who at the time were top of the Premier League. So that felt even bigger. They were drawn at home. And on top of that, Niall Cumins obviously did lots of interviews afterwards, and he told everyone that he was an Arsenal fan. So, like, Arsenal fan playing against Tottenham in the third round, it's almost like it couldn't have gone better for him. Do you know what I mean? As in, like, skipper, he's the captain. And then from now, even now, like, there's murals of him all over the sides of Marine. Obviously, we play our charity match at Marine, And as you walk in, you'll see the image of Niall Cummins in that black and gold top celebrating that goal. And it's just like, it'll be part of their history forever. But yeah, me and Marine, our relationship has soured since. But I, at the
Why?
moment, sorry, what?
Why?
Just getting slagged off on the social media all the time. Kind of like this podcast,
Was it
really.
by me?
Yeah, so that'll be me and you three in a couple of months. And it just I say
Days,
our
hopefully.
relationship soured. But yeah, at the time, I was a big Marine fan. I was absolutely buzzing, and it just in that horrible COVID world, it was like it just brought us so much happiness and so much joy. And then all those stories you talk about of like the bin men and all that, like making it big. You had the keeper Bailey, who it was about 18 at the time, and after the match, he was report. He went the offie and bought loads of cans, and all the fans were outside getting photos of him in his kit with like his crates and that. And it's just like it just felt proper FA Cup, and it was nice to see one of those kind of like underdog stories play out in real life, like 10 minutes down the road. So yeah, it
Yeah,
was
because they
just
do all
nice.
seem to be in the arse end of nowhere, don't they? So it's nice,
Exactly,
isn't
yeah. But when you see one, and then like. In fairness, that FA Cup run was like safe, Marine. Like
it?
they made 300,000 from that one match. Even there was no fans, obviously, but they had virtual tickets. They made 300 grand. That's paid for the pitch. They're now trying to move to make, like build a new ground and everything. They're a totally different club at this point. So you think like that one moment literally just changed the whole club's fortune. And I don't know if that can be said for many others to the same extent. Yeah, that's me.
Like it. Other than the glory hunting element of
Oh God,
it.
can't win me. Even when I've told you I'm not, I still can't win.
Would you question, would you have got a ticket had it been normal, do you reckon? Like how would the tickets have worked? Like is this I always wondered that, like when they get them.
Well, I think it would have gone on points, as in, obviously,
And like
like,
have you got points yet? Like yeah,
but it
see.
was around that time, like obviously pre-COVID. Me and Hannah used to go quite a lot,
Yeah, fair play.
most home games. So I don't know, because obviously the capacity is small. And you also don't know how many of those tickets will have just been taken up by like Jamie Carragher and all his mates and all the corporates and stuff. But I'd have liked to have thought we'd have had a good chance of getting a ticket.
Yeah.
And also, what was sad at that time was me and like a couple of other lads who like were like following Marine at the time,
Oh.
we'd organised a friendly against a Tottenham fan team that we were going to play that weekend. And that also got cancelled because of
Did you
COVID.
not? Oh,
And
did you not
it was
have?
sorry, it was going to be filmed for Spurs like fan TV.
Did you have your boots at that time?
No, I not debuted them yet. Maybe that's why I got cancelled.
I was going to say, yeah, Gareth Bale played, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's him, if
Yeah,
you
which
don't
is
mind me
insane.
saying.
You are?
I was going to say Bale was here. Bale played, didn't he? Well, up
Yeah.
to that point, I'd say the best left-footed player until you step foot on him.
All I'm saying is he's never scored on that pitch. This guy has.
True.
Did he give away a pen or?
No, don't think so.
I
Although
think.
I've told you this before, not that this is a big story, but I like it. That pitch Gareth Bale played on, because obviously now it's now the 4G which you now play on. I played on the pitch Gareth Bale played on, and I scored in the last ever game on it, which I think. It's not a great fact, but it makes me feel
No,
good.
that's pretty good, don't you?
It is a good
I
fact.
didn't know that.
Yeah.
I
Who's
like
the
it.
who was it for?
Yeah, I think it was the under nines. No, it was just like a charity match. Like the older every year. And it was the last one. I think the bit like the pitch was getting dug up like the next day or something. So we had the charity match. And in the last ever game, like the final of the tournament, I scored in it. So yeah.
Excellent. Good fact. I would have put that as my moment.
Yeah, that is a big moment when I score.
Yeah, a good shout, and as you say, turn the fortunes around of a small club, which again, what the FA Cup's for, which again is why they need to get replays back and all these kind of things. But I also think Hamilton Waterlooville are an FA Cup team. I don't think they exist outside
Yeah,
the
that's a very good shout. Yeah.
FA Cup.
I've never heard of them ever, unless it's the third round of the FA Cup. I think they just get brought up for that, and then that's it. They
And they
go.
play Merseyside teams, and that's
Yeah,
it.
and then that's it. They disappear. But yeah, I think, yeah, great shout. And that it was such a shame that there's no fans and stuff, because what a moment that would have been. But it was exciting to watch, win it. And you
Yeah.
know, even though you knew it wasn't gonna happen, you'd always have that kind of feeling that, like, wow, just imagine if they did it.
Yeah. But
And
that's
but
why when Kenji hit the bar, because like Joe, and even like Joe Hart was in goal, which just feels mad. Like, do you know what I mean? Even though at the time he was on the slide, it was just like Joe Hart was in goal for that game. Kenji hit the bar at 0-0.
yeah, I feel I might be wrong here, but was it nil nil for quite a while, like
Yeah.
relatively?
And that's when like it almost felt like it didn't, because again, you were like, these are gonna burn out at some point,
Once
but
you get one, you'll
you
get.
never know, do you? Yeah.
Nah,
I was just gonna say, I think like it's that we were saying, Sean, like you feel like you don't get FA Cup moments like them things, but that I wonder if it was that element. Obviously, like the COVID had happened, and there was a lot of sort of nostalgia in COVID, wasn't there? And like sort
yeah.
of pining back and watching old things, and I don't know whether that was sort of that then happening was, and then
Yeah.
like them getting all the money. It was sort of like a, oh, this is the proper FA Cup here, Marine. Like, you know, he.
Yeah, maybe like romanticized it a bit, didn't
Yeah,
it?
and because it came around that time, it must have been 2021. I'm so would did you say ultimate was it
Yeah. Yeah.
2020?
So they played Tottenham in 2021, but
Oh,
the
but the
Havertz
cup run,
Waterlooville was the December, yeah.
yeah. So again, it's that like yeah. No, really good. I think yeah, a good suggestion, because a lot of ours were a while back. Well, that's a nice one to bring us into the year 21st century. Obvious one, I think. There's just so many to pick from, isn't there? There's like yeah, Crazy Gang. You know, we mentioned Ricky Villa, so take your pick for an obvious one, really. I think we'll go with R4. So, just as a reminder, Callum went for Giggs scoring the winner in the semi-final in 1999. I went for Ronnie Radford's goal for Hereford in 1972. Bob went for Daniel Amakachi's heroics in the 1995 Cup semi-final. And lastly, Sean went for the 2021 third-round Marine, drawing Tottenham Hotspur, and I was going to say nearly beating them, but they did get beat 5-0, so probably not nearly beating them, but certainly a great, great moment, which, as Callum alluded to, saved the football club. So yeah, all magic of the FA Cup, all streets won't forget, moments, players involved. So as always, get yourself over to X and vote on the Graham poll. Right then, let's pick our game for this week. Passing over to Sean.
Thanks, Tosh. We've got our three games picked. So we've gone two Premier League, one Championship. The Premier League games are Leicester Fulham, Chelsea Wolves, and then the Championship tie is West Brom against Stoke. Let's spin the wheel and see what we're playing with. I'd say I'd want Chelsea least here. And that's the what we've got, which is a shame.
Jinx yourself, Sean.
Chelsea Wolves. Go on then. Any predictions for the match?
2-0 Chelsea.
Very keen there, Bob. It's almost like you've had that planned out.
I'll go with 3-1 Chelsea.
I was going to say 3-1 Chelsea. I'll go 1-1.
I'll go 2-0.
Desmond.
Yeah. Right. Should we get our number then?
Please do.
Okay, as always, you know the rules, 50 and 450. Last week we had an insanely high number, 444, I think. So I could have to with a low one here. And the number is 305. Right, so while we have a think, we're all going to individually listen to the song of the week, which is.
What can we link it to, obviously?
Is there anything that runs through all of our nominations?
FA Cup.
Replays.
Pond the
Replay by
replay.
Ayaz. No.
Pondering
Oh,
might
yeah.
be a good shot.
You are?
Ponder replay.
Yeah, Pond the replay. Should have a bit of that. It's very, very tosh, that.
Go listen to that.
Don't mind. I don't mind that, to be fair.
Any famous phase? Anyone called Faye Cup? Released any songs?
Pay from steps.
Oh, we could do a step. Do you know what? I did like a Spotify playlist of all our songs of the week. It's only when you look at them all, they're all just cheesy pop. Like, that's it. I feel like the problem is, even if Bob and Callum wanted any other music, me and you wouldn't let it in, Tosh. We just pick a boy band or something.
Or an X Factor winner.
That's Callum, to be fair. Callum's obsessed.
Steve Ponder replay will then.
We're doing Pond the Replay. Okay, well, as you can
Thanks.
see, we're all really enthusiastic about this one. So, based on process of elimination, go listen to Pond the Replay by Rihanna, which is
If you
our.
lose the replay, you get eliminated the FA Cup at all links.
Yeah. Bring back FA Cup replays.
There's one thing this pod can do, it's get replays back.
Yeah. And yeah, and then replay this podcast, please, because we need the views and the listens desperately. Anyone going to go Wolves now?
I might.
Can you think of anyone that'd be around that?
Yeah,
I can only think
a
of one
couple.
player, and I think he's maybe Wolves' most famous player, but I
We,
imagine he's
we've
a
had
lot more.
him, and he was about 500 odd.
That's what I mean.
Steve Ball.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, no, I would have thought that.
Callum did him when we had Rob Morgan on.
Oh yeah.
Have we all got one?
Bob's never chaired the podcast before. Look at him now.
Just hating every minute of it.
You're just pontificating for no reason.
God forbid. Good word, that though.
Yeah, it
Good word.
was. Yeah, you can stay on the pod for a bit longer for that, Bob.
Fuck off. You're not getting the recording if you ever on beyond nine.
What time is it now?
Dancing.
Nine, 2.
9 minutes to play with.
Oh yeah. Right, I've got our player. I'll go with him.
Go on, yeah. I've got a player. Well, I've got two Chelsea ones I've got.
Only got one. Let me go first.
Do it.
I'm gonna be taking my time with it.
Right. I think 2 minutes each.
Well, shout.
Right, go on then. We've all got answers and well, I was gonna say to stop him crying, but I think Bob might be first. In terms of crying, but we'll let Tosh go first.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm struggling. I don't know. I feel like I'm getting worse every week at this, but I've only got one name, and he might have been said before. So, someone less someone proud of evidence. I was thinking England's greatest ever left back, Ashley Cole. Has he been said?
No
Not
idea.
in a long
He was
time.
one of my two, but
Yeah, my
yeah.
theory was he was obviously, you're thinking he was probably at Chelsea 10 years or so, wasn't he? Player most weeks, I think. Should be, might be too many, to be fair. Yeah, the only other one I had the thought was too high. So, yeah, Ashley Cole. I will start checking.
Can I go next scenes or touch with the other one?
Yeah, go on.
Is that okay, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. I'm gonna go with the player. He's played for a few Premier League clubs. I watched someone talk about him the other day, saying how he's
Oh,
very, very,
great.
very
Get a move
underrated.
on, Cal.
Very underrated as a Premier League player. I think he was there for a long time. I'll go for Willian. I think he'll be over. I think he'd be over rather than under the 305, but I'm going Willian.
You think he'll be over?
I think so. I don't think he'll be under.
Yeah.
I think he's
It's
there for him.
a lot of appearance of that. Was it Tom Kearney saying he was the best player
Yeah,
ever played of the
Tom
year? Saying
Kearney.
that.
Oh,
Yeah.
but 305's what? 8 years, do you reckon?
Yes, yeah, seven, 8 years.
Yeah.
He's surprised if he's higher, but the other one he's probably checked.
Yeah. When I checked 5 minutes ago, he was bang on the money, so
Go on, Rob. Do you want to go in and you can log off?
Connor
Obviously,
Cody.
it's not a bad shout.
There from the championship. Probably there for about 7, 8 years, I reckon. But he played every game when he was fit.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Go on, Bob. Honestly, if you need to go, you can go. We'll close it without you.
It's
Get
still
it to go.
recording. See you later.
Right, see you in a
See you
bit.
later, Bob.
Later, Bob.
Jesus. Right, so I'll be honest, I struggled there mainly because Bob was fuming and he rushed me, so I didn't have a chance. I wanted to like go early Chelsea.
Honestly, as well, I just can't find how many games actually co-play for Chelsea. I didn't want to say because Bob, but like, honestly, it's just so slow.
Yeah, we can relax now, Tosh. You haven't
We checking our own, by
got
the way?
fuming with you.
Are we checking our own again this time or not?
No, no, no.
Someone has
Sorry,
to
Kim.
get Bob back to check his own.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've decided to go for someone I think was there quite a long time, but I don't think they played the well, they definitely didn't play every week. So I'm gonna go for John Obi Mikel.
Good chance. That's a good chance.
That's a good answer. That's one of them, that's a good answer. One that whether that's right or
Yeah,
wrong,
yeah. It,
that's it's got to be wrong.
whether it's accurate or not, it's a good
Yeah,
one.
it's a good
Yeah,
play to
okay.
say.
Yeah.
I so far haven't found any of these people. I don't know.
Oh
It's
my
just my
God.
internet. Sorry. It's just honestly, it's like so. I hate this website so much. Callum, you might have to check.
Yeah, you're the expert, Carl.
Do you want me to check?
Do you want to just check our own? Would that be easier?
I can just do it and send this to Tosh. Send it
Well,
back.
I still haven't been able to check Ashley Cole. Like, Ashley Cole is still not loaded.
It's fine.
I've typed in John Obi Mikel now. So, Connor Cody, if you can.
Yeah, I'll search for Kobe. It was an enthusiastic nomination, I'll
Wouldn't you think as well? Bob's not on the pod now for 3 weeks. Wouldn't you think he could just wait 5 minutes?
that.
Hated that much.
Can't wait till we ask him to actually log on when he's in New York.
We actually do need to solve that though, because we can't be asking Joey jokes to log out and log in again. That'd be embarrassing.
Okay, results are in. So, reminder, it was Chelsea or Wolves 305. All within 70 odd, which I think for them numbers are not too bad. In fourth place, 372 and 67 out was John Obi Mikel. So, Sean, unfortunately, in fourth position. As Callum said, though, a very good keeping up appearances guess, I think. Okay. In third place, third and second were both close, two within each other. So 339 was third place and 34 out, which was Willian. We then had in second place was 337, so just 32 out, and Ashley Cole, which means Bob, as always, with Connor Cody, 317 and just 12 out. Brilliant guess from Bob, as always. So Bob once again takes the championship.
I'm
Well done,
actually
Bob.
fuming about that. We can't give him them points. That's an absolute disgrace. The way he's just treated us, I mean, gonna hand them 4 points. Absolutely not.
Absolute disdain for the game. He just
Yeah.
threw a name out. It just went.
Yeah. No thanks. Tosh, well done on your 4 points there.
Thank you very much for joining us for this week's podcast. You have made it to the end, so that is a good sign. We hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully, our M5 has allowed for some FA Cup nostalgia. I'm sure you all have your own iconic FA Cup moments. Possibly we've mentioned some, maybe even put some in our comments and replies if you can. Please keep sharing, please keep liking, please keep commenting, and follow us if you can. Subscribe on our YouTube. Our studio episode will be out as soon as possible. We are waiting to get that back. So please do look out for that and look out for us on our socials. A win for Bob. He's not here to celebrate, unfortunately. But I think a win for the podcast. So, guys, we'll see you next week.